A group of Darfurian men are met with smiles and hugs as they enter what used to be a warehouse in a blighted South Tel Aviv neighborhood. Their faces show exhaustion, but also relief as they come to an end of a long and treacherous journey to relative safety. In a country that historically has welcomed only Jewish refugees, their plight is invisible to many here, but not to 25-year-old Yotam Shefi. He has spent the last few years of his life fighting to get them food, access to emergency health care, education, and most importantly, a life without fear. Shefi helps them regardless of their different race and religion because, he says, it is the natural thing to do. He draws lessons from his grandparents, Polish and Bulgarian survivors of the Holocaust, in his drive to help the Muslim refugees.
They're refugees like my grandparents were 50 years ago in Europe. There's no difference. And if the doors weren't open there for my grandmother by simple village Christians, then not me or my father would be alive.
As part of his work with an organization called the African Refugee Development Center, Shefi rescues Darfur refugees who are released from jail after their illegal border crossings. He finds people sleeping in parks or wandering the streets with only the clothes on their backs. Before there was a shelter, these refugees would sleep on mattresses in a nearby city park. Shefi says he found his calling when he stopped to deliver donations one day.
When I first encountered it and started with it, I just ran at it. Ran at it with not exactly understanding what the future of it will be or what exactly I will succeed, but just kind of trying to save the situation as it is.
It is not always easy to find sympathy in Israel for refugees who are Muslim. Shefi and his co-workers touch hearts, keeping donations coming and hope alive. He says the lessons of his grandmother, a Holocaust survivor, ring loud and clear every day.
She would always say, whoever goes like this to you, give him. Don't ask why.
Yotam Shefi has picked a tough battle, helping Israel's invisible refugees. I'm Luis Ramirez for VOA's Making a Difference in Tel Aviv.